The big picture of the House and Senate returns shows Republicans winning most of the close races in the country. Republicans improved their majority in the Senate by 3 seats and in the House by at least 4 seats. Most incumbents in both chambers won re-election with a few high-profile exceptions. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has this report.
The Senate race with the highest price tag and perhaps the highest stakes was decided only hours ago. In South Dakota, Democrat Tom Daschle, the minority leader of the Senate, was unseated by Republican challenger John Thune. It was something of a standoff last night when Daschle's staff announced they were waiting for returns from precincts on Indian reservations that lean heavily Democratic. But it became clear that even a huge win in those precincts would not bring Daschle back into the race. And so NPR and other news outlets called the race for Thune.
Thank you. Thank you.
A wild crowd yelled, "It's your turn," as Thune took the stage early this morning. Thune very narrowly lost a race 2 years ago against South Dakota's other senator. But among Thune's thank yous in his acceptance speech was the man he'd just defeated.
I want to say thank you to Senator Daschle for his many contributions to public service and for a hard-fought campaign. Tom Daschle has given 30 years of his life to public service, and for that, all South Dakotans owe him a big debt of gratitude.
But that was where Thune's kind remarks about Daschle began and ended. A major message of his campaign was that Daschle put party politics at a higher priority than representing his state. Thune said when he takes the seat in January, he will put South Dakota first every single day.
Now, the really hard work begins, because we have big challenges ahead of us. We need to end the gridlock, the partisanship, the political games in Washington.
Daschle's campaign said he would not speak until later this morning. Left up in the air is who will lead the now smaller group of Senate Democrats. One thought is Nevada's Harry Reid, the minority whip and Daschle's deputy, but that could depend on the mood of the Democrats going into a chamber with less control. Republicans won 2 other close races. In Oklahoma, Republican Tom Coburn won after a campaign that had tightened significantly in recent weeks. He committed a series of political blunders, most recently asserting during a televised debate that African Americans are genetically predisposed to have shorter lifespans. This and other missteps narrowed the race, but didn't end up costing Coburn the election. In a similar situation, Republican Jim Bunning held off stiff competition in Kentucky. Bunning has been criticized recently after telling reporters he didn't know about certain events in Iraq and hadn't read a newspaper for 6 weeks. Bunning still won the seat by a tiny margin. One high-profile, if not high-suspense race was the Chicago Senate seat won by Democrat and rising political star Barack Obama.
Thank you, Illinois.
Come January, Obama will be the Senate's only African-American and only the 3rd black senator in the chamber since Reconstruction. He told the crowd last night that at the time he announced his candidacy, many people were skeptical of his chances.
They felt that in a nation as divided as ours, there was no possibility that someone who looked like me could ever aspire to the United States Senate. They felt that in a fearful nation, someone named Barack Obama could never hope to win an election. And yet, here we stand because we had a different concept, a different notion of the American people.
Obama's star rose at least in part because of a very well-received keynote speech at this summer's Democratic convention. He echoed that speech in comments to reporters last night, calling for national unity, especially in such a closely divided Senate.
It is still going to be an extraordinarily small margin of difference between one party and the other. And I think that one strong message that our campaign projects, I think, is that the people don't want a lot of partisan bickering. They want people to sit down and see if they can arrive at common sense practical solutions to solve the problems of this country.
A Republican from Florida, Mel Martinez, struck a similar chord. He spoke to supporters last night as a winner, although his race against a former state education commissioner has not been officially called.
But let me also talk to those who tonight I did not earn their vote. I want to work in the next 6 years as your senator to let you know that I will be representing all Floridians, all of Florida. That'll be my job. That'll be my task. That'll be my quest.
Martinez is the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He aimed his appeal at Florida's large Hispanic population. I especially want to thank with all my heart all the Cuban Americans and Hispanics, Martinez said. You've given me your affection, your help, your vote, and tonight we've made history. Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards gave up his Senate seat, creating an opening for another Republican win, Congressman Richard Burr. He won a tough fight against Democrat Erskine Bowles, former chief of staff for President Clinton. Burr told his gathered supporters last night that he will work for the security of North Carolina and the whole U.S.
The agenda for the future, number one, is to protect the country from terrorism. And a principal objective is the creation of a national intelligence director, something I've worked on for more than a decade.
And that focus on national security brought Republicans another coup, the election of Republican David Vitter in Louisiana. Vitter won slightly more than 50% of the vote and therefore avoided a December runoff election. Vitter will be the state's first Republican senator since Americans began voting for senators in 1913, something he was well aware of in his acceptance speech last night.
You know, when we finally got the news, one of my close supporters said to me, David, you made history tonight.
In the House of Representatives, Republicans also increased their majority overall with a good bit of help from Texas. A new congressional district map there, passed with the help of House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, almost assured an increase in the number of Republicans in the House. They gained 4 new seats in Texas alone, defeating 4 incumbent Democrats. DeLay also won re-election handily and told reporters at a rally, quote, "The American people have spoken tonight, and all indications are that they have hired a Republican House of Representatives for the 6th straight election." And so overall, Republicans not only maintained control over both chambers of Congress, they bettered their margins. That means when the new session begins in January, they should have more muscle to put behind their agenda. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.